Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's first reading from Genesis chapter 3, we heard the sad story of the fall of our first parents, Adam and Eve, through original sin instigated by the devil under the guise of a serpent. Original sin was a personal sin, is attributed to Adam and Eve alone, but its effects were handed down to every member of the human family. And we'll discuss the exceptions in tomorrow's homily. And the effects were terrible, physical suffering, physical death, spiritual suffering, and spiritual death, that is separation from God. All that's wrong with the world and with the human family can be traced back to the fall, to original sin. The great tempter, Satan, has never ceased doing harm to the human family ever since the Garden of Eden. As the father of lies, he continues to repeat in some way or another, the same old lie. You will be like gods who know what is good and what is evil. That is, you can determine for yourselves, apart from God, what is good and what is evil. Moral relativism, the idolatry of self, the rejection of God and his supreme authority in the world and in our own personal lives. You will be like gods. The devil wasn't completely wrong, though. He usually gets things at least half right, half truths mixed with half errors. A clever tactic that has fooled countless souls, and perhaps ourselves included. The devil was right when he said that you will be as gods. For in truth, that's what God made us for, to be God-like, to be children of God through grace in Christ, to share in the divine nature. But he was wrong when he asserted that such godliness, to be like God, meant determining for ourselves, apart from God, what's right and wrong, good and evil. Rather, and paradoxically, it's only by humble recognition of our creatureliness, our dependence upon God, and our obedience to the one true God and his commandments that we can reach that dignity of being truly godlike, of being children of God. May we never let ourselves be duped by the devil in all his empty promises and works. Too many people today, still fall for his lies. But as Christians, we should know better. We should know that he is, nothing but the father of lies and continually tempts us to sin. And we should also know that, we cannot, avoid sin, avoid falling into his snares, temptations to sin, without God's help, without God's grace. So the need to pray, stay close to the sacraments. Rather than dialogue with the devil, as Eve did, it's a terrible mistake, our only words to him should be, "Be gone, Satan." And may we always prefer to listen to God alone, to obey him, to obey his commandments. Only God can give us all that we desire, all that we are made for. True and everlasting peace, joy, happiness, and life. In a word, heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Et Jesus.